Good morning, dear campers. Welcome to episode 201 of the Philippine Campfire Stories with the newest segment of the show, The After Campfire. If this is your first time listening to the Philippine Campfire Stories, this is a storytelling podcast that focuses on horror stories and strange stories from the Philippines or by Filipinos. My name is Earl, and I'm the host of the podcast, otherwise known as the Camp Master. In the 4 years of the podcast, madalas ay boses ko lang ang naririnig ninyo. But to spice it up a little, I'm bringing in some friends and interesting people into the show para pag-usapan naman yung mga content or media na related sa mga kinahihiligan nating topics. Last episode, we listened to the part 1 featuring one half of the fantastic duo that created Trece, none other than Mr. Budget 9. Budget, along with Mr. Kajo Baldissimo, had been taking us into Alexander Trece's world since 2008. Alexander Trece is the babaylan mandirigma that acts as a keeper of balance in Manila's underworld. Sa pagpapatuloy natin this week, after learning about the origins of Trece and the artistic foundation nito, we will listen to Budget sa mga possibilities of future stories ng Trece. Pag-uusapan natin lahat yan sa pagbalik ng After Campfire segment dito lang sa Philippine Campfire Stories.
Hey, I'm Ryan Reynolds. At Mint Mobile, we like to do the opposite of what Big Wireless does. They charge you a lot. We charge you a little. So naturally, when they announced they'd be raising their prices due to inflation, we decided to deflate our prices due to not hating you. That's right. We're cutting the price of Mint Unlimited from $30 a month to just $15 a month. Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month slows. Full terms at mintmobile.com.
Ryan Reynolds here from Mint Mobile. With the price of just about everything going up during inflation, we thought we'd bring our prices down. So to help us, we brought in a reverse auctioneer, which is apparently a thing.
Mint Mobile Unlimited Premium Wireless. How to get 30, 30, how to get 30, how to get 20, 20, 20, how to get 20, 20, how to get 15, 15, 15, 15, just $15 a month? Sold!
Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows full terms at mintmobile.com.
Tired of ads interrupting your gripping investigations? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Ads shouldn't be the scariest thing about true crime. Start listening by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/truecrimeadfree. That's amazon.com/truecrimeadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Hi, I'm Joelle, and I'm back. Did you miss me? I wouldn't call this a season 2, but rather just another era with more lessons, realizations, and thoughts from all the overthinking. And it's not just gonna be me this time. We'll have special guests, other POVs, para mas marami pa tayong masagot na paano kungs ng buhay to hopefully help you find the answers you're looking for. Tara, this is Joelle's podcast, Paano Kung.
Welcome back to Philippine Campfire Stories, of course, powered by the Pod Network Entertainment. You're listening to episode 201 and into our latest segment called After Campfire. Tuloy na natin ang kwentuhan. This is the part 2 of our interview with Mr. Budget Tan. Mayroon po bang, I know that very episodic yung start ng Trece, right? Like what you said, na parang ang goal nyo nga sana is 20 pages for 20 days. So that's very, very episodic, no? Parang matatapos lang siya sa isang book, ganyan. Pero mayroon po bang continuous storylines from the previous books? Like the story arcs of the Madame. Tapos meron pa yung mga unresolved issues between Bantay and the twins. So yeah. I feel like I already know the answer, but I wanted to come from you.
Yep. So yes, I guess is the obvious answer. When we started Trece, and again, based on the first three books, it was really meant to be what is Trece's, you know, case of the week, right? If it were an episodic TV show. But eventually we started to delve into her family history. Mm-hmm. And typical of the Pinoy, the readers want to know more about her family and her family story, right? It's like, nasaan na yung kapatid niya? Ano nangyari sa nanay niya? You know, it's like, it's mga usisero talaga ang Pinoy, you know? It's like, no, here's the new case. Yeah, but what happened to that with the brother?
Nasaan na yung kuya niya? Ano ang ginagawa?
Yeah, kumusta na siya? Oh, it's always kamustahan with the readers. It's like, kumusta na siya? Ano, si Jamie? Ano na ninanakaw niya? So it became that. And as far as like a running arc is concerned, I think that kind of started when we introduced the Madame. Right? So the Madame is now this character that we've introduced, who is completely not based on anyone living or semi-living from some...
You know that I will... That is a follow-up question. All right, but go ahead.
So now that we've introduced these characters like the Madame, it just begs for a follow-up. I think is what happens. Mm-hmm. Except what's been happening these past couple of years is that I keep getting distracted and I keep going, oh, that's a nice case for Trece to investigate. Let me go over there first before I go back to dealing with the Madame Bantay, you know, when will Bantay finally confront the Kambal and all of these things. And really it's to help me, because the way me and Kadjo create Trece, more often than not, it is a what do we do next. That's the question we always ask ourselves. Mm-hmm. And rarely do we say, here is our 5-year plan, right? There was no three book 5-year 10-year plan for Trece when we started. And I feel that's what keeps us excited on what to do. I mean, I've mentioned this before, but we know how we want to end Trece. But when we started Trece, we didn't, you know, there was no ending in mind. It was like, Kadjo's goal when we started was, let's keep doing this until we have a 200-page comic book. We ended up with, I think, what, a 400-page for the first three books, if you compile them, right? But after book three, that's when me and Kadjo would start chatting about, you know, what do you think? Where do you think this all goes? And then Kadjo threw this idea, and so that's the ending. And just to remind ourselves, that's the goal. Kadjo has drawn that last page of Trece.
Oh, okay. So the last scene is already done. Is that what you're saying?
Yes. So
okay.
We don't know how it gets there, but we know that's the last scene.
there's the prophecy is there.
Yeah. It's like climbing a mountain and you know you just got to get to the top, right? How you get to the top, how long it takes.
How would you climb? Mm-hmm.
That's what changes.
So, sir, meron kayong mga characters na parang and we all know that maybe your favorite is Trece because syempre baby niyo si Trece, diba? Pero do you have other characters that parang you made and then somehow it has grown on you and parang you have to manage yourself to parang wait, nagiging bida na siya masyado. Dito pala, ito pala yung bida natin.
Yeah, well, I think the off the top of my head, it's the Kambal. I think I have too much fun drawing writing the Kambal, and then that spills over to when Kadjo draws them. They're just so much fun, and I think that's pretty much obvious as far as the readers are concerned. They would probably cite Nakambal first as their favorite before Trece.
They are indeed fun talaga. Total, polar opposite kasi naman sila ni Alexandra.
And it came out, I mean, funnily enough, if you read the first couple of books, you might have noticed they had just one-liners at the beginning. And then eventually, that person, I guess you can't help but be that personality when you're hanging out with Trece, because they all of them can't be grim and gritty or and one
kailangan may dynamics sa barkada. Okay, so let's see, in the Book of Midnight, yung compilation po natin ng Fortus compilation books natin that was recently released, did you add additional or updated content po for old readers like me to catch them?
For 4 to 6, no. Pages wise, I think it's mostly the same. I wouldn't be surprised if Kadjo, of course, retouched some of them. Yes. It's always an opportunity for Kadjo who wants to improve his art.
Like yung cellphone, sir. Nagbabago ba yung cellphone? Kasi nag-iba yung... Kasi yung unang cellphone na nakita ko noon parang Nokia nga talaga eh.
which so the cell phone changes depending on what is Kadjo's cell phone for that year.
Oh my God.
And the funny thing is that Jay Oliva, our director for Trece, the anime, was asked, right? You know, why is Trece's cell phone still a Nokia phone, right? In the anime.
It's not a smartphone, yeah.
It's not a smartphone, right? And he said, well, when I read the book, Trece had a Nokia phone. And he, in his head, it just made sense of like, Trece uses, you know, old objects to cast spells. So he thought that Trece was, you know, somehow using that old phone because it still had the old numbers of, you know, the San Telmo and whoever else her father used to contact. And yes, you know, if you were going to keep a magic spell in a phone, I think, you know, a Nokia is better than a smartphone.
Hindi mo lang i-charge every day.
Exactly. You can drop it, you know, in the middle of the... Oh, yeah, that was the biggest complaint, right? I think the phone broke when it got dropped in the anime. And they said that was the most unrealistic thing in the show. But yes, Kadjo would like update some details. But yeah, I don't think we've updated the phone. What we have put into the Book of Murders and the Book of Midnight are the journal entries.
I noticed that. Mm-hmm.
Yeah. So we just wanted to add something new for the readers to read. And at the same time, we added the journal entries to the US edition, to the Ablaze edition of Trece, knowing that it will get picked up by foreign readers.
Yes.
So even though it's easy to Google what these things are, we also primarily wrote Trece to the Filipino audience. So we didn't think it was important to explain what is a white lady? How do you pronounce tikbalang? You know, all of these things. Because we didn't know the audience would grow beyond Makati. Right? But by putting the journal entries, and we have received pretty good feedback from foreign readers, they said it just made them appreciate the story more. Mm. It was, you know, after reading the story, and if anything confused them, you know, the journal entries kind of answered some of those questions.
Parang may mga ano, parang guide or mga cheat sheets after. Bumili po ako ng Ablaze versions ng mga yung kulay pula dito sa US. Tapos niregalo ko sa mga pamangkin ko, ito yung binabasa ko nung...
Thank you.
Tapos parang hindi sila nagtatagalog. Sabi nga, ayan, sige na, basahin nyo. Nagustuhan nila. Tapos, after that, sakto na-release yung Netflix anime. Tapos, dali
siya.
Wait, that was not in the book.
Ganun siya. Suddenly they're like nitpicky as well. Yes.
Yeah. So it's an adaptation. Please, wag tayong explain lahat.
Yes. Yes.
Okay. So the next question, sir. Oh, actually, in the Book of Midnight, if I may just say, parang sobrang na-amaze ako nung parang nakita ko yung mga small details, like how you use cadena de amor, parang a common plant, and then you turn it in a story around it. Na parang, tapos parang meron kang ginamit na, and this was from the previous books, Buhay na Bato, mga ganyan. That's non-existent. Gawa-gawa mo lang yun, sir, di ba? So parang, for me, parang, how do you come up with those wild ideas?
And then, yeah, so that's a good example of like finding the ingredient along the way and thinking, what if? Cadena de Amor is a plant that you commonly see all over the city, and the leaves are heart-shaped. And in the original cover, I think Kajo made it more obvious. And the first time I learned that was the name of that vine was getting stuck in traffic along EDSA. And right underneath the flyover, I think maybe under Ortigas, there was an MMDA project which labeled all of the plants underneath the flyover. And one of them was
cadena. That's traffic. Kaya mo na nalaman yung cadena.
And it's like, wow, what a great name for a plant, right? And it just made sense, right? You would, we name what it looks like, right? But yeah. Yes, chain of love. So whoever named it had a romantic streak in him. But it then sparked the thought of, because we've heard so many stories of like, or at least I have heard stories of like a ghost falling in love with a human, a tikbalang, you know, feeling very protective over the people who live in this house, or a kapre who protects the people in this house. And that just made me think of what if a plant elemental made up of the cadena de amor fell in love with a human, and what would this elemental do to find her or save her?
It's really like playing your imaginations run wild na, and see where it goes.
Yeah,
parang ganun
po. Yeah. It's always a question of what if. And again, yeah, what is the supernatural angle to it? And Buhay na Bato actually is a term I heard from an office mate.
Oh, really? Okay, I've never heard of that.
So my office mate was attending a funeral. And what we know more of is the concept or the ritual of the pagpag.
Yeah. Right?
So after you attend a wake, you're supposed to not go home because you don't want the spirits or the bad luck to follow you.
Yeah.
Home, you are supposed to go somewhere else. Part of the ritual supposedly is that you need to pay for something, right? It's not just going to the parking lot and stopping. It's you need to go to a place. There needs to be an exchange of money, so that's where the spirits will stay, and then you can go home.
Mm-hmm.
So it's usually. What do you call this? So for most Pinoys, it's going to a restaurant or a cafe, and then it has become a running joke that 7-Eleven or a convenience store is your place to do a pagpag, because
you might
not want to spend for a whole meal, right? You just want to buy something and get home. And somebody actually made a funny skit of
people
that a 7-Eleven is now filled with all of these ghosts, because yun yung pinakamalapit na 7-Eleven sa Puneraria. And it's like, the owner of the 7-Eleven, pwede ba huwag na kayo dito magpagpag? Ang dami na naming multo.
Yeah, I've seen that skit sa Facebook.
So that was, and sorry, so So the other ritual is that my friend said, because she was holding a stone, and she said, I said, what is that? And she said, I'm going to awake, and this is a buhay na bato, and this absorbs. So it's any piece of stone, actually. So yeah, you're supposed to bring a stone or a rock to the wake, which absorbs the bad luck. And then before you go home, you drop the stone before you get home.
Oh, okay. All
so
right.
The rock doesn't, so that the spirits don't follow you home.
Okay.
So the concept of the buhay na bato, and I thought, if that can absorb the spirit of a dead person, can you use it to control the dead body of a person?
Mm.
And that became the zombie story in that book. And one last thing, the zombie story in the book came about because a reader sent an email or posted a comment and said the most supernatural thing in Trece is that all the policemen are good, right? So it's like, oh, it's absolutely unbelievable that Captain Guerrero is a good policeman, right? There's no such thing as a good policeman. And I thought, okay, and that became the seed of like, what? How can I show there are also bad cops in Trece?
Mm-hmm.
And yeah, I heard those stories of when there's of you needing to pay policemen just to either investigate or not investigate a case,
mm-hmm.
right? And my uncle used to be the parish priest of St. Andrews in Makati, which is right next to South Cemetery.
The Kalayaan Post.
Yes. So one Holy Week, while waiting for Mass to start, and because I used to drive for my mother, she always wants to be in church an hour before anyone else.
Wow, okay.
So I took a walk around that cemetery, mm-hmm. and I saw there's a police outpost near South Cemetery.
Mm-hmm.
How boring can that job be to, you know, watch over the dead? And of course, I also knew, and I heard my uncle would say, oh, I have to go to, there are families who live in the cemetery, who
yes.
built houses, mm-hmm. right, above the cemetery. So again, that whole thought of this community living with the dead was an intriguing location to tell a Trece story.
And that's what we had. Ganda nun. Ang ganda ng story na yun, sir. Sobrang, as a zombie fanatic din, na nabigyan mo kami ng konti. And you had zombie stories too in the latest one, di ba? So parang yung the one that were playing RPGs.
Oh yes,
ginamitan din ng buhay na bato. So yeah, yes, that was actually very nice. So we are getting new characters, and the fans are loving it. How do you you've already answered this, so we can skip this one. But if you would indulge the listeners, what are the Easter eggs that we mm-hmm. might have missed in the Trece comics?
I think book 8 is the latest, and
yeah,
I think the Easter eggs there were like all of the superhero references, right? I think that's the most obvious, or at least that's the most recent in my head.
I picked up yung Vilma Locsin. I picked that up, Vilma Locsin.
Yeah. So the it's a tribute to, of course, the new Darna, which is now the Minakawa character, and yes, mm-hmm. she is named after, it's a mashup of the actresses that have portrayed her.
Yeah,
and even in like going back to Secret Constellation, the street where the character Nida, who is Narda, lived on was Marte. And, you know, Marte Street, which is, of course, where Darna comes from. Like, she comes from the planet Marte. And even, I think, and now I can't remember all the details, but even the name. So it's a tribute to Darna, to Lastic Man. And even the Lastic Man character, the boy's name is based on the first actor that played Lastic Man, or and even and the creator of Lastic Man. And I think even where the kid lives is the hometown of the creator of Lastic Man.
Oh, nice. Okay.
So, and then of course the Ballad of Sanrivilla was is all of the Agimat based movies I watched growing up as a kid.
Right? Of Ramon Revilla.
You know, every Ramon Revilla movie, there was Channel 9 had a Alagad ni Kalanchaw. I don't know if you remember that.
No.
It was our version. Actually, it was a. It was, so, if back then, before Power Rangers, there was a thing called Star Rangers, right? So, it was your typical five-man team, multicolored costume. You know, they had vehicles and they fought bad guys and monsters. Channel 9 came out with a show called Alagad ni Kalanchaw. And it was three guys riding motorcycles and they all had agimats. And they just drove around from place to place and they would beat up bad guys.
That's, at least so
that's the only thing I remember.
Alagad ni Kalanchaw. I don't think I've seen that one, but I've known of Star Rangers.
It's yeah, for some reason it never got, I don't think it got a second season, but I just remember that bit. So yeah, so it's Ramon Revilla movies, any character that had an agimat, you know, later on, I think, and of course the main character himself is a mashup of Nardong Putik.
Mm-hmm.
Right, so Nardong Putik supposedly had an agimat which made him invulnerable to bullets as long as he was standing on mud.
So he
didn't wear shoes, so he would stand on mud. And the one scene that still stuck in my head was he was standing on mud, and then the cops arrived and he was surrounded. And then with cheesy special effects, he melts into the mud. And it had and it had that really cheesy sound effect of choo-choo-choo-choo-choo-choo-choo-choo-choo-choo.
Yeah, very 80s.
And he like melts into the mud and like he reappears away, you know, in a safe place.
Oh,
with
okay.
Glowing neon line. For some reason, when he used this power, this glowing neon lines surrounding him.
I missed that. I missed that effect. Nakakatawa na. Pag nakikita ko parin yan sa YouTube, parang, mayroon akong parang puppy eyes na,
That was high tech back then. It was like, wow, that's how magic looks like. There. So it was a mashup of all of those things.
So very superhero-centric talaga, sir, yung ano, no, yung book 8.
It became that because, again, the original attempt for Talis was, it wasn't meant to be part of Trece, but it was supposed to be our second title. Queen Kanjo just said, what can we do that's different from Trece? And I thought, why don't we do superheroes? But it would be a twist on superheroes. But yeah, then it just made sense to fold him into Trece. And we could have spread out Talis's story in other books, but it just felt like the right time to tell all of these stories under one book.
Mm-hmm. Okay. And I realize my next question could involve NDAs, but can you give us hint about the new Netflix, if there's anything else that we can hope to aspire para sa sundan ng Netflix season 1 ng 13?
Oh, we're still waiting for that question needs to be sent to Netflix. we're still waiting for news from them.
Yes, okay.
Definitely our producers Tanya Yuson and Shanti Harmain are still
rallying for it.
Yeah, they're ready to put the band back together. Obviously, with the way Jay Oliva and the team ended the season, there's more to be told. And if you think about it, they most of the stories they got were from the first three books.
Yes.
So, as far as source material is concerned, they've got
may season 2 and 3 pa sila kung talagang kung meron pa dun pala sa books. And this is basically the last question, sir. Where can fans catch you and your books? And baka pwede mo kaming bigyan din ng, I know that you have another material coming over, yung St. Lucas yes. Hospital, the Miracle.
Yes. Mm-hmm. Yes.
Yun, sir. Baka pwede mo kaming invite o mga listeners natin.
Oh, okay. The two ways you can find news about Trece is that there is a Trece Facebook page. So it's facebook.com/Trece Comics. Kadjo has, of course, his Instagram channel. So just look for Kadjo Baldissimo. And I think he's more active in like uploading artwork. If you want to own a piece of original Kadjo art, that's also the place to go to. And Kadjo with his wife, Divine, or as the readers now call her, si Miss D or Miss DM, kasi that's her Instagram handle. So they run the Kadjo store where they're selling Trece merch. And then, of course, if you're in the Philippines, then please follow our publisher, Avenida Publishing. They have, of course, channels on their Shopee page as well as their social media page. And then if you are based outside of the Philippines, then Ablaze is our publisher for the global edition of Trece. And then if there are any Italian listeners out there, we are being published by Star Comics in Italy. They just released Volume 6. And then in France, we are published by Delcourt. So far, they've only released one edition of Trece, which combines book one, but it's a beautiful volume. Through our social networks is where you will find us. And then we have started work on book 9. And again, going back to our roots, going back to releasing something every month, me and Kadjo are releasing the stories in, in issues, in comic book issues.
Oh, okay. All right.
It's not a volume like what you're used to getting.
Mm-hmm.
So it's The Miracle at St. Lucas is the new Trece case that we're serializing. Mm-hmm. So currently it is available through Philbars, Comic Odyssey, and I always mispronounce this, Liberia Angelo. And I can send you the links, but yeah, the you can order it through those stores. Issue 2 has come out, but yes, eventually once we've finished all of these stories, it will be compiled to be book 9.
Okay, all right. Good to know. So I guess tayong mga nasa ibang bansa, hintay-hintay muna. Dahil nasa Pilipinas pa lang ang mga bagong cases ni Trece. And doon natin, mahihintay naman natin yan kapag na-compile na. Or you could probably ask one of your friends in the Philippines. Mga katulad ko, that's what I'm gonna do. I'm gonna ask someone to order for me sa mga suki nating comic store.
There is, by the way, talking about finding copies for readers, especially in the U.S., there is a new store that opened up called Hot Tropical.
Hot Tropics.
Yeah, it sounds like Hot Tropics. Yeah. Hot Tropics.
It's Hot Tropics.
Okay, there you go. I was thinking of a tropical hamburger, wasn't I? So yeah, Hot Tropics just recently opened, and
are you going to distribute? Are they going to distribute yung latest natin, sir?
I don't know how. Actually, I don't know how he sources his books, but I've noticed that he has a new batch of local books. So let's find out.
You might get the hand of some copies. Okay,
bring it over.
Yes, sige. Abangan din natin yan. Nasa Instagram din yan. And all of those channels and sources will be in our episode show notes, no? Yun. Maraming salamat, Sir Budget. Hindi ako makapaniwala na nakapagkwentuhan tayo today. Maaga sa'yo, ma-late naman sa akin. But thank you so much. We will definitely look out for new cases of Trece in the following months, years. And we will always root for you. And sana po eh, lagi nyo pa rin, ang wish ko sa iyo, sir, kahit di mo birthday, sana magkaroon ka lagi ng time magpahinga para marami pa kaming maabangan mula sa inyong malilikot na isip ni Sir Kadjo.
Thank you very much, Earl. And yeah, thanks to all of the listeners and hopefully future readers.
Hopefully. Yes, definitely. Definitely. Salamat po.
Thank you.
You just listened to the second part of After Campfire with Budget 10. Special thanks again to Alan Fontanilla and Ina Acuna of the Pod Network Entertainment for making this episode possible. If you have thoughts about today's episode, feel free to join the conversation by leaving your thoughts at the Spotify Q&A section. All you have to do is look for Philippine Campfire Stories Spotify channel and look for the Q&A section sa episode na ito. And I will read your comments on future episodes of the show. And that's it for today's show. Magkita-kita tayong muli sa susunod na kwento. Ako si Earl, ang inyo pong campmaster. At ito ang After Campfire segment ng Philippine Campfire Stories.
This podcast may be based on true events with names, characters, and incidents that are either products of the creator's imagination or used fictitiously. Any similarity to real individuals or events is coincidental.
Tired of ads interrupting your gripping investigations? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Ads shouldn't be the scariest thing about true crime. Start listening by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/truecrimeadfree. That's amazon.com/truecrimeadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.